Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
A disturbance will cross the mountains this afternoon and bring us some showers, maybe even an isolated thunderstorm. I'll show you when the rain arrives where you are.
Plus, parents are on the run after their baby was found abandoned, and we'll update you on the Amber Alert that went out last night.
And a new technology designed to keep your kids safe could be coming to their schools. We'll explain a new virtual panic button and how it would help in case of an emergency. I'll tell you all about that and much more on your Tuesday morning. Thanks for joining us. I'm Michelle McConaughey.
And I'm Jeff Hogan. Yeah, thanks for having us in for news here. This is a busy Tuesday. It's been so far. We had a great sunrise here, looking good, but things are changing. Elizabeth Gardner in the WRAL Severe Weather Center. We're watching this pattern come in.
It's gray out there everywhere. And we take a look at the radar. There's a lot of rain with this system. It was pretty dry around midnight, and this disturbance has just exploded across parts of the Midwest, especially Kentucky. Lots and lots of lightning. A little bit of lightning here in Tennessee. The bulk of that heaviest part of the system is actually going to be headed to the north of us. And of course, as it moves across the mountains tend to disrupt things somewhat. So we are looking at mainly some light rain. It wouldn't be out of the question to see an isolated thunderstorm. There was also a line of showers from, say, Charlotte northward up the I-77 corridor. As that moved eastward, it just fizzled out. We're not likely to see any of that. It's likely to be afternoon before we run into any rain. We push through. There's 10 o'clock and we'll roll it on out to lunchtime. At that point, we're starting to see some of the rain approaching our area. This is 2 o'clock and then 3 o'clock, and you can see that rain spreading across our area. Probably going to be about a quarter of an inch. We're not talking about a lot of rain. And from the time it begins to the time it ends, it's only just a few hours. It's lifting out of here as we get into the evening commute. And then overnight tonight, there could be a sprinkle or two. That's true tomorrow morning as well. There's 2 a.m. We'll pause it there at 8 o'clock, and between 6 and 8, there could be a sprinkle or two, and that may continue through the morning. But this front is what's likely to be the big change maker for us. This is going to be a windy system as it comes through, and it will be much colder behind it. So this begins to move in between 3 and 4 o'clock in the afternoon, between 4 and 5 in the triangle, and between 5 and 6 it moves on out. A quick burst of some heavy rain and some windy conditions. I'll show you what the wind speeds will get up to coming up. It's a little breezy this morning here on the courthouse lawn in Roxborough. We have cloudy skies, 55. A south wind. We were in the 70s yesterday, so we'll see some clouds and showers today, keeping us in the upper 60s. Again, the best chance of rain will be this afternoon. Once we get into the evening, we should dry out. Eric?
Elizabeth, we're continuing to follow a serious crash here in Raleigh. This is New Bern Avenue at Trawick Road. You're looking live out there right now. Police still on that scene. WRAL's own Brett Neese also there this morning as well. Brett, I know you have been tracking this for hours.
Yeah, this happened around 5:30, Eric, and we do have a big update right now that the tow truck did just show up here. I'm going to get behind the camera and show you a little bit of what this scene looks like here. Now, over 2.5 hours after this happened, this is the car that we're talking about that hit this woman. You can see that they are starting to load it up there on the tow truck. Around 5:30, police say that the woman was walking in this crosswalk, but the light was green on New Bern Avenue, and that's when the driver hit that woman around 5:30. She was rushed to the hospital with very serious injuries. Have some video from the WRAL Breaking News Tracker of this scene from earlier. Take a look at this. You can actually see the dent, unfortunately, in the front hood of this car right there in the middle of that intersection. The traffic has been backed up here on New Bern Avenue for miles, back past 440. And it is staying that way while the road is closed. But now that the tow truck is here, Eric, it looks like they're going to reopen this within the next 30 minutes or so, and then traffic will start flowing normally. But in the meantime, people are going to need a detour. What does that look like?
Brett, the best way to get around that is going to be to head up to the north as we take a live look. Once again, you see them loading up that tow truck. Brett just talking about that there. This wreck, of course, leading to some backups. You see both sides of New Bern Avenue, both eastbound and westbound, seeing a little bit of delays. The backups we were seeing on 440 seem to have cleared up. As we zoom out a little bit here, you can see Skycrest Drive up here to the north. That is going to be the best way to get around that mess there. As things clear up, of course, we will let you know as they change.
Also breaking news in Raleigh, a person is in the hospital after being stabbed. It happened at this home on Glasscock Street around 4 a.m. Police say they have a person in custody out of this, and the WRL Breaking News Tracker was there as investigators collected evidence and took pictures of the scene. Police say the person who was stabbed is expected to recover.
Parents of a 9-day-old baby are on the run. Their baby was the subject of last night's Amber Alert that you probably received on your phone. The alert was canceled when little Jaxton Brown was found abandoned. WRL's Laura Levine joins us live from Durham this morning. And Laura, authorities trying to find the parents who left the baby right where you're standing.
Hey, Michelle, good morning. Yes, the parents, before they abandoned their baby, they abandoned their car here at this Big Lots parking lot on Southwest Durham Drive. This was the car that was described in that Amber Alert last night. We did check in with Big Lots here, and we were able to see some of the security footage, which showed the couple removing the baby and the carrier from the car and then walking to the woods. So where the baby was found is still in question right now, somewhere between this area and Witherspoon Drive. But here's a photo on your screen of the baby here, Jaxton Brown, as well as his parents. Police, again, still searching for them, Destiny Ariel Cothran and Justin Lee Brown. They were listed as suspects in the abduction of the baby. Authorities issued that Amber Alert for Jaxton around 7 o'clock last night, and investigators with the Chapel Hill Police Department, well, they believed that baby Jaxton was in danger when that alert went out, but they didn't describe or why they believed he was in danger. Now, Chapel Hill Police again saying that Jaxton was found safe around 9 o'clock last night. The parents were last seen at the Red Roof Inn just about 5 minutes from where we're standing right now. So anyone with any more information about their whereabouts is asked to give police a call. Laura Levine, WRL News. We're live in Durham.
A woman is out of her home after an early morning house fire in Raleigh. This happened just before 12:30 this morning on Azalea Drive in Northwest Raleigh. The WRL Breaking News Tracker was there as crews fought that fire. We know there was a lot of damage to the upstairs of this home. A woman who lives there was not hurt. She is now staying with friends and family. The cause of the fire is under investigation.
And we're working to learn the name of a person who died after being hit by a car last night in Fayetteville. Police say the crash happened just after 7 o'clock in the area of Eastern Boulevard and Owen Drive. They shared this picture of the car that was involved. EMS took the person who was hit to Cape Fear Valley Medical Center, where they died. Police say the person who was hit was not in a crosswalk. There's no word on whether the driver will face any charges.
Your child's teacher may soon be able to instantly alert officials of a threat with the push of a button. Today, Wake County school leaders will take a look at rolling out that new technology. The Rave Panic Alarm System is an app the school personnel can download to their phones. It allows them to communicate instantly if there is a threat, and they can lock down a school within seconds. Today, the Safety and Security Committee will discuss piloting the app at 28 schools this spring and then roll it out to all 200 schools in the fall. WRL spoke with a national school security expert who says training on the app matters in order to prevent unwanted results.
Panic buttons can serve multiple purposes, but they can also have unintended consequences. False alarms, creating panic, sending schools into unnecessary lockdowns.
It's a medical, which we see that.
Hope County Schools and Vance County Schools already use this technology. The Wake County School Board will talk about it at their meeting at 1 o'clock this afternoon.
Congress is 3 days away from a deadline to avoid a partial government shutdown. This is a live look at the Capitol building this morning as the top congressional leaders from both parties prepare to meet with President Biden today and try to find a solution. Biden is also calling on the House to pass a Senate bill that has $60 billion in aid for Ukraine. House Speaker Mike Johnson is under pressure to block a vote on Ukraine aid, but it appears that that bill has enough bipartisan support to pass. Congress must reach a deal on funding by Friday to avoid a shutdown. And it's shaping up to be a busy weekend in our state with government officials and presidential hopefuls visiting North Carolina. Vice President Kamala Harris is coming to Durham on Friday, and the trip is part of the Biden administration's Investing in America tour. Harris is expected to talk about investments in entrepreneurship and supporting small businesses throughout the country.
And former President Donald Trump will make a stop in Greensboro ahead of our state's primary. He's scheduled to speak at a Get Out and Vote rally at Greensboro Coliseum Saturday around 2. You can register for tickets online. Trump's competition for the GOP nomination, Nikki Haley, will be in Raleigh Saturday. She's scheduled to be at Clouds Brewing Tap Room at 12:30. This comes after several big primary losses to Trump, most recently in her home state of South Carolina.
Today's consumer confidence report is expected to show how confident Americans are in the economy. Why some economists say that a trip to the grocery store is an easy way to measure how we feel about inflation.
Plus, it's a medical breakthrough for people who suffer from food allergies. How a newly approved drug to treat food allergies is giving parents a sense of relief.
And I'm tracking a system bringing a good bit of rain back to our west. It crosses the mountains and arrives here later this afternoon. I'll show you when it will arrive where you are and how much rain we'll see.
#8:14 is the time right now on your Tuesday morning as we give you this live look at Beaufort. It's always a beautiful picture in Beaufort. It looks like they have a little more blue sky down there than what we're getting right here. As you watch WRL News, available on Spectrum and the WRL app on your TV or streaming device. And back up our way here in the Triangle, Elizabeth Gardner is over in the WRL Severe Weather Center. We have a lot of clouds and some of that rain building in as well.
We do. Earlier this morning, there was a line of showers that was showing up on radar back to the west from Charlotte up north through Statesville. As it's moved eastward, it's fizzled out, but it really looked like it was evaporating before it reached the ground anyway. We'll widen out the view and take a look where most of the rain is in just a second. But first of all, we take a look around the area. We clouded up pretty quickly this morning. We're not likely to see rain until later this afternoon, but gray skies in Goldsboro and Apex, Chapel Hill, courtesy of Top of the Hill Restaurant, and of course, our newsroom right there in Fayetteville. So this happened really quickly. Just around 4 or 5 o'clock this morning, we saw all this precipitation just kind of blowing up along with this disturbance. We have a lot of lightning that's up here into Kentucky, moving into the Ohio Valley. Most of that's going to move north of us, but we could still see a rumble of thunder and some light rain after the system moves across the mountains, and we'll start to feel it in the early part of the afternoon. Here's future cast as we head through the morning from now up until lunchtime. We'll just see cloudy skies. And then after lunchtime, we begin to see the showers pushing in between, say, 2 and 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And then it's all lifting out by around 4 or 5 o'clock. So it'll just be a couple of hours mid-afternoon where we see some scattered showers. It shouldn't be a big player in the evening commute. And if you're walking the dog or going for a run later on today, it'll be cloudy, but the rain should be over by then. A few sprinkles for tomorrow morning, but nothing heavy during the morning commute. And then we have our front that comes through. This is going to bring a quick line of some heavy rain and strong winds. We'll start to see that as early as 3 o'clock, but for the most part, between 4 and 5, it's crossing the triangle. Between 5 and 6, it's moving out of the viewing area, and behind it, we turn much cooler. The timing of this front is much earlier than it was yesterday. So arriving as early as 3 in our western counties and say around 5 o'clock in some of our eastern counties. So it's going to be more of a mid to late afternoon event. Very windy with this. Gusty winds in the morning up to 35 and around 40 as that front moves through. And then behind it, we go from 70s on Wednesday back into the 50s for Thursday. So big change. One more system that we're tracking, some rain late Friday into Friday night and early Saturday. We could end up seeing some rain for the first half of Saturday, and then it starts to pull northward as we get into Saturday afternoon. Sunday doesn't look completely dry, but it looks a little drier than Saturday. Taking a look at how much rain for today and tomorrow, it's going to be about half an inch with that front coming through, and then maybe up to 3/4 of an inch in some places as we add Friday and Saturday to it. 40% today, 90 on Wednesday, late Friday, 30, and then a 50% chance on Saturday. We are looking at moderate pollen counts for trees today. It's likely to be higher tomorrow with all of the warmth, but then after the rain comes through, it should drop off on Thursday and Friday. Thursday looks like a quiet day for us. And again, of the weekend, Sunday looks the driest. Eric?
Elizabeth, an important update here in the last 10 minutes for a crash that we have been following all morning. That would be that pedestrian crash here at the intersection of New Bern Avenue and Trawick Road. Within the last 10 minutes, police have wrapped up their investigation in that scene. All lanes of New Bern are now back open, eastbound and westbound, flowing, looking good. Taking a look at that traffic map there right now, you can see those backups still clearing there, coming off of the Beltline, still clearing coming in from Raleigh, but overall, you should be good. Those delays should clear and things should be back to normal here in a couple minutes.
Thanks for that, Eric. You have another chance to give your feedback about Raleigh's new public safety network called Connect Raleigh. This program uses technology to access home and business camera footage to help solve crimes. It's completely voluntary, and RPD will need to get consent before accessing the footage from registered cameras. Raleigh Police is hosting a feedback session about this program tonight. It's at 6:30 at JC Park on Wade Avenue.
A core question behind today's Consumer Confidence Index: how do you feel about the U.S. economy? As Amy Kiley reports, a good alternative question is, how do you feel about your grocery bill?
The Consumer Confidence Index is out today, but a simpler measure of how Americans feel about the economy might be a trip to the supermarket.
Families still had to put food on the table in the face of a food price surge.
Wage growth isn't making up for historically high prices completely. A new report shows record U.S. credit card debt in the fourth quarter of last year. It's not as bad when adjusted for inflation, and that inflation is cooling. But in the meantime, Kellogg's is now advertising cereal as a dinner food.
If you think about the cost of cereal for a family versus what they might otherwise do, that's going to be much more affordable.
And with a lawsuit filed yesterday, the Federal Trade Commission is trying to block the largest supermarket merger in American history. Kroger and Albertsons say uniting would offset the cost of their unionized workforces. The FTC argues the deal would reduce competition and raise food prices. Its suit could be a follow-up to a campaign promise.
There are still too many corporations in America ripping people off. Price gouging, junk fees, greedflation, shrinkflation.
That was Amy Kiley reporting. The Consumer Confidence Index will be released at 10 o'clock this morning.
Also this morning, a medical breakthrough for people suffering from food allergies, especially children. A newly approved drug, Xolair, is helping people like the Markelling family here. They discovered their son, Liam, suffered from several food allergies, including nuts and eggs. And with that in mind, they jumped at the chance to be part of a groundbreaking study at Stanford University. Researchers found two-thirds of the patients who took Xolair were able to eat at least two peanuts without having a severe allergic reaction. The Markelling family says this is a game changer.
I think it's very freeing. We can keep an eye on him, but also not worry as much about every little thing that he gets into.
Food allergy patients are making allergic antibodies, and Xolair targets these allergic antibodies and acts like a sponge to take them out of circulation.
Xolair normally is prescribed for asthma. It's already making a difference for this family and likely countless other families as well. Doctors hope the FDA approval will make Xolair more accessible and affordable for many families.
Seth Meyers had a very special guest to celebrate the 10th anniversary of Late Night. President Joe Biden made a surprise appearance on the show last night. His interview came almost 10 years to the day that he was on the first episode of the show in 2014. During his appearance last night, Biden embraced the dark Brandon meme, joking with Myers about the conservative conspiracy theory about him and Taylor Swift.
Can you confirm or deny that there is an active conspiracy between you and Ms. Swift?
Where are you getting this information? It's classified.
Classified information?
That's classified
you won't
information.
Share with us?
I'm not gonna, but I will tell you, she did endorse me in 2020.
Yes, okay.
And after that taping, Biden joined Myers for an ice cream from Van Leeuwen.
Cancer is the most dangerous threat to firefighter health and safety these days. And the Firefighter Cancer Support Network says firefighters have a 9% higher risk of getting cancer than the general U.S. population, 14% higher risk of dying from cancer. A well-known firefighting instructor in Warren County is fighting his own battle with late-stage cancer. Big Strick, Jimmy Strickland there, served as a volunteer firefighter for more than 40 years at different departments across eastern North Carolina. While many of his safety practices have remained the same, a stage 4 melanoma diagnosis changed one thing. He's now teaching firefighters the importance of cleaning their gear and taking the extra steps to protect themselves.
I spent one full hour talking about the cost of turnout gear, air packs, boots, and finished up. And I said, y'all, this is very important to me, not just filling up space. I said, I've got cancer.
Strickland says he has trained close to 3,000 firefighters in his career, and he'll keep teaching as long as he can. WRAL has been covering the unique cancer dangers faced by firefighters for years. You can find more coverage on WRAL.com.
You could soon lose access to your Netflix account if you pay through Apple. A new report says the streamer is beginning to reject payments from subscribers who pay through Apple iTunes billing. Those users will now be required to pay with a debit or credit card. Netflix already stopped taking new customers through Apple in 2018, but allowed existing users to pay through the company until now.
We're at 8:23, and coming up, teachers at your child's school could soon have access to a virtual panic button. We'll explain the new technology and how it could help if a school needed to go under lockdown quickly.
And parents are on the run after leaving their newborn baby in a car. We'll update you on the Amber Alert that you likely got on your phone last night.
Get into your car, tuned to WRAL News Plus on your radio in Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
Good morning. Happy Tuesday. Time now is 8:26. I'm Michelle McConaughey. We are going to see some rain moving in today. Meteorologist Elizabeth Garner has a look at where that rain is now and when we'll see it.
We start with the big picture, satellite and radar. Lots of lightning as you're looking up here into Kentucky, and most of that heavier rain and lightning and thunder will head to the north of us, but we couldn't rule out an isolated rumble of thunder as this moves in later on this afternoon. The best time to see rain around our viewing area will be between 2 and 4 o'clock, so it's a fairly short window. And most of the rain will be light for us today, but we have another round tomorrow, which could be a little heavier, and it's going to be a really windy day tomorrow. Our temperatures currently range from upper 40s to low 50s, 50 in Lewisburg, 48 Irwin's, 43 right now in Goldsboro. Walking the dog this morning, it's gray out there. Temperatures are in the 40s and 50s. We climb into the upper 60s this afternoon, but walking the dog around 6 o'clock or so, the rain should be over with temperatures in the low 60s. Eric?
Elizabeth, keeping our eyes on a couple of crashes this morning, but nothing too serious, no major backups generated there. Take a look at those drive times coming in this morning. Durham, just a couple of minute delays all the way across the board. It's going to be a similar situation as we take a look back over in Raleigh. Just a couple of minutes, except if you're coming in from Knightdale, that looking a little bit worse this morning. 18 minutes so far today. We do also have some congestion around the Beltline and on 40 in Raleigh as well. Taking a live look outside I-40 at Lake Wheeler Road. You can see traffic moving a little bit slowly this morning. So be sure to bring that patience with you if you're headed out the door.
Thanks, Eric. Police are looking for the parents of a nine-day-old baby who was the subject of an Amber Alert last night. That Amber Alert was canceled when Jackson Brown was found near Witherspoon Drive in Durham. Coming up next on Fox 50, a woman is out of her home after an early morning fire. What the crew was able to find out at the scene.
Shot in 4K ultra-high definition. Your number one source for local news. WRAL News. Coverage you can count on.
Taking a look at rain to our west. That arrives here around lunchtime and into the afternoon. I'll show you what time to expect the rain where you are.
Plus, a person is hurt after a stabbing in Raleigh. The WRAL breaking news tracker was on that scene with updates on the investigation.
And an abandoned vehicle left in a Big Lots parking lot by the couple accused of abducting their child. Just ahead, the latest we're learning from this Amber Alert and the ongoing investigation.
Plus, the polls are now open in Michigan for today's big primary. Why this state is so important to both the Republican and Democratic races. We have all the news and weather you need to get your Tuesday started. Thanks for joining us. I'm Michelle McConaughey.
And I'm Jeff Hogan. So glad you're with us. Yeah, talking about that swing state. I hope this system kind of swings on through here. We could use a little bit of rain, and it looks like we're going to get it. Elizabeth Gardner and the WRL Severe Weather Center.
Yeah, we take a look back to the west. Lots of lightning with this here in eastern Kentucky, moving into West Virginia and into the Ohio Valley. Most of the heavy rain and the thunder will end up north of us, but we couldn't rule out an isolated thunderstorm as this moves through. Starting to see a little bit of lightning in the mountains as that rain is pushing into the mountains of North Carolina. We had a little band that was out ahead of it earlier. That one has fizzled out, and it's not likely that we'll see the bigger band of rain arriving here until right around or just after lunchtime. We'll push it ahead. This is 10 o'clock. By lunchtime, starting to see some of that rain in our northern counties. The bulk of it will start to spread across the viewing area between 2 and 3 o'clock, and it's out of here by 4 or 5 o'clock. Notice there at 5 o'clock, that last band starts to lift on out of here. Again, the possibility of a rumble of thunder and some breezy conditions. We can see winds gusting out of the south up to around 30 miles per hour. But that's not all. Tomorrow morning, we could see some very light, patchy showers for the morning commute, and then during the late late afternoon, we'll start to see this band along with or ahead of a cold front. We start to see that between 3 and 4 o'clock in our western counties, between 4 and 5 in the Triangle, and then starting to move out between 5 and 6 o'clock. And we'll see windy conditions tomorrow with gusts up to 40 miles per hour. It's cloudy right now, but quiet. We have winds that are coming out of the south at around 8 to 10 miles per hour, and temperatures are in the mid-50s in the Triangle. Starting to see temperatures warming up just a touch. We'll be in the upper 60s for this afternoon. If you're out and about this evening looking to get some exercise or walk the dog, again, the rain ends about the time of the evening commute, and we're dry through the evening. Eric?
Elizabeth, keeping our eyes on a couple of crashes out there this morning scattered around the Raleigh area. None of these seem to be too serious, though. A lot of the backups we're seeing right now this point in the morning, that's mostly just tied to congestion. Taking a look at those drive times as you're coming into Durham today. Just a couple of minutes delays. The worst will be if you're coming in from Wade Avenue there. That's clocking in at about 5 minutes at this point in the morning. Taking a look over in Raleigh, similar situation for most of those drive times. A big improvement from what we were seeing just a few minutes ago. Only 5 minute delay if you're coming in from Knightdale, 7 minutes if you're coming in from Wake Forest. So just a heads up if you're headed into the city.
And Eric, as you know, breaking news we've been following all morning. New Bern Avenue is back open now after a woman was seriously injured. She was hit by a car. WRL's Brett Nace was there in the breaking news tracker as police investigated.
This is the crosswalk here on New Bern Avenue that the woman was in when she was hit by that car around 5:30 this morning. This is video from the WRL breaking news tracker showing you what the scene looked like shortly after. Police had all eastbound lanes closed along New Bern Avenue right here at Trawick Road. Police say the driver had a green light on New Bern and had the right of way. That person did stay here at the scene and cooperated with the investigation. The woman who was hit was rushed to the hospital with serious injuries. I'm working to get another update on her condition. In Raleigh, Brett Nace, WRL News.
And breaking news in Raleigh, a person is in the hospital after being stabbed. This happened at a home on Glasscock Street around 4 o'clock this morning. Police say a suspect is in custody. The WRL breaking news tracker was there as investigators collected evidence and took pictures of that scene. Police say the person who was stabbed is expected to recover.
This morning, police are searching for the parents of this newborn baby who was the subject of an Amber Alert last night for a couple of hours, and then that alert was canceled just after 9 o'clock last night. Jaxton Brown was found 9 days old. His parents had left him, and they are nowhere to be found now. WRL's Laura Levine joins us live from Durham this morning. There are a lot of unanswered questions about this, and a lot of them start right where you're standing.
Absolutely. Baby Jaxton Jeff was found around 9 o'clock last night. But before that, his parents abandoned their vehicle here in this Big Lots parking lot. We're right off of Southwest Durham Drive here. We checked some of that security footage from Big Lots, which showed the couple removing the baby and the carrier from the car. And then they began walking towards the woods. Here's a photo on your screen of Jaxton Brown. They are just 9 days old. A police still searching for his parents again. Destiny Arrow Catherine there and Justin Lee Brown. They were listed as suspects in the abduction of the baby. Authorities issued that Amber Alert for Jaxton around 7 o'clock last night. Investigators with the Chapel Hill Police Department believed Brown was in danger when the alert went out, but authorities did not say why they felt the child was in danger. This morning, we are working to gather more details in this case. I can tell you that Chapel Hill Police, they did get back to me this morning telling me that the baby was found somewhere between this parking lot here on Southwest Durham Drive and Witherspoon Drive. So somewhere in this general area in Durham, the baby was found, but no specifics just yet has been shared. We'll keep you updated when we learn more. Laura Levine, WRL News, live in Chapel Hill in Durham.
And more breaking news. A woman is out of her home after an early morning house fire in Raleigh. This happened just before 12:30 this morning on Azalea Drive in Northwest Raleigh. The WRL breaking news tracker was there as crews fought that fire. We know there was a lot of damage to the upstairs of that home. A woman who lives there was not hurt. She is now staying with friends and family, and the cause is under investigation.
We're working to learn the name of a person who died after being hit by a car last night in Fayetteville. Police say that crash happened just after 7 p.m. in the area of Eastern Boulevard and Owen Drive. They shared this picture of the car that was involved. EMS took the person who was hit to Cape Fear Valley Medical Center, where that person died. Police say the person who was hit was not in a crosswalk at the time. There's no word on whether the driver will face any charges.
Your child's teacher might soon be able to instantly alert officials of a threat with a push of a button. Today, Wake County school leaders will look at rolling out that new technology. The Rave Panic Alarm System is an app that school personnel can download to their phones. It allows them to communicate instantly if there's a threat and lock down a school in seconds. Today, the Safety and Security Committee will discuss piloting the app at 28 schools this spring and then rolling it out to all 200 schools in the fall. Hoke County Schools and Vance County Schools already use this technology. The Wake County School Board meets at 1 o'clock this afternoon.
And happening now in the WRAL Live Center, Houston police releasing new video of that shooting that happened at that mega church in Joel Osteen's mega church in Houston back on February 11th. And we want to warn you, the video you're about to see is graphic and can be disturbing. So take a look at what we're talking about here. There you see Janice Moreno walking into the church with her little boy on the Sunday of February 11th. And here you see when the shooting started, the moments the shooting started, people running for cover, trying to get to a safe place. And here you see Moreno reaching under her coat and pulling out a long gun and opening fire there at that church. New video also shows the body cam video of the Houston Police Department responding to this shooting. By the way, Moreno's little boy was shot. He remains in critical condition. She was eventually shot by police and pronounced dead at the scene. Police, of course, are trying to find a motive for this shooting. We'll keep you updated with any new developments.
Ken, thanks for that. So disturbing. New this morning, President Biden says Israel is ready to halt its war in Gaza during the month of Ramadan if a deal is reached to release some hostages held by Hamas. Negotiators from the U.S., Egypt and Qatar are working on a deal where Hamas would free hostages in exchange for the release of Palestinian prisoners during a temporary ceasefire. Biden spoke about the possible deal in an interview on Late Night with Seth Meyers.
Ramadan's coming up, and there's been an agreement by the Israelis that they would not engage in activities during Ramadan as well, in order to give us time to get all the hostages out. That gives us time to begin to move in directions that a lot of Arab countries are prepared to move in.
Israeli leaders have not reacted to Biden's comments. Ramadan is a month of religious observance for Muslims. It starts March 10th.
While President Biden was taping his appearance on Late Night, pro-Palestinian protesters gathered outside Rockefeller Center. Organizers from Jewish Voice for Peace say they wanted to disrupt his appearance on the show and make their message heard. The group says about 50 of the protesters were arrested. Polls just opened in the last half hour in Michigan for the first big presidential swing state of the primary season and the final major test before Super Tuesday, a week from today. Michigan's primary will be an important test for both parties in the key battleground state. After losing her home state of South Carolina soundly, Nikki Haley is keeping her commitment to stay in the race and hoping to gain some ground. Meanwhile, the Biden campaign is working to keep up voter enthusiasm. Democratic voters in Michigan can choose uncommitted on the ballot, essentially a protest vote. If that movement gets support, it could serve as an early warning sign for Biden ahead of the general election.
20 minutes before 9 and coming up today, we're expecting to learn if St. Augustine's University will keep its accreditation. We'll explain why the university's credentials are in jeopardy.
Plus, there's a new travel warning if you're headed to Mexico for spring break. The new advisory from the U.S. Embassy in Mexico is thousands head to the country for spring break. Welcome back. This is a live look over Durham, the Bull City, this morning. Time now is 8:44 on your Tuesday. Lots of clouds in the sky. I think that's the story for most of us today. We'll see some rain push in eventually as well. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner has that storm system just off to the west.
We're watching this. Watch. We're going to start at 2 o'clock this morning. Watch how it just explodes across the area back to our west from the Ohio Valley, really all the way down into the deep south. Some thunder and lightning with this on the north end, and that's likely to continue to push northward. As it moves across the mountains, it's going to lose some of its energy. Wouldn't be completely out of the question to see maybe one or two little thunderstorms with this, but nothing severe. Definitely seeing some lightning on the west side of the mountains. We'll see if it translates to the other side. A lot of times the mountains will disrupt these storms as they move eastward. We'll push it out to noon, and we're beginning to see a little bit of rain at that point in some of our northern counties. By the time we get to 2 o'clock, we begin to see it spreading across the viewing area, say between 2 and 3. And there are a couple of spots where we see the yellow popping up. That's where we might see an isolated thunderstorm. Not likely to see a lot of rain, probably only around a quarter of an inch with this. And by 5 o'clock, that last bit of it is moving out of the viewing area. So it shouldn't be something that causes a major problem for the evening commute unless the timeline slows down just a little bit. For tomorrow morning, we'll likely see a few isolated showers, just a little bit of light rain. And then we're tracking this cold front that comes through. This front will be somewhat significant, not a lot of rain with it, but very windy conditions. We could see some winds up to 40 or maybe even stronger than that miles per hour with this coming through. The timeline is a little bit quicker than it was yesterday. So starting as early as 3 o'clock, but mainly between 4 and 5 o'clock, it's moving through the triangle. And between 5 and 6 o'clock, it is moving out of our area. So it'll be fairly quick, but we'll see some quick, heavy rain and some windy conditions with that front. Behind it, we turn much colder. Right now, we're looking at gray skies in Roxborough. The flag is flying gently there. We are likely to see some gusts this afternoon, though, up to 30 miles per hour. 55 in the triangle with gray skies, and we climb into the upper 60s for highs this afternoon. Right now, it's 53 in Fayetteville and Clinton, 55 in Goldsboro, 52 in Roxborough. So pretty much everyone in the low to mid 50s right now. We'll see some blustery winds for this afternoon, some gusts up to around 30 miles per hour, but it's all out of the south, so it keeps things warm for today. Tomorrow, even windier, we'll see winds gusting to 35 and then potentially up to 40 miles per hour as the front itself comes through. This afternoon, 67 in Raleigh, 64 in Durham, and 69 in Fayetteville. And then a very warm day tomorrow at 77. Once our front comes through Wednesday afternoon, the temperatures begin to drop. We'll be in the 30s on Thursday morning and Friday morning with afternoon highs in the mid-50s. The next system that we're watching is some showers for late Friday into most likely the first half of the day on Saturday. Temperatures will be warmer in the 60s.
Today, we're expecting a decision about St. Augustine's University's appeal to keep its accreditation. As WRAL reported last week, the decision from the Southern Association of Colleges and Schools could come today. University's accreditation is in jeopardy because the school wasn't in compliance with several requirements, many of them financial. The university didn't respond to our questions about a timeline for the decision. The university also hasn't stated when or if the decision will be made public.
Two people are dead after a head-on crash involving a dump truck in Sampson County. The crash happened just after 2 o'clock Monday afternoon in U.S. 421 just north of Clinton. State troopers say a car driven by 54-year-old Kenneth Evans of Clinton crossed the center line and hit that dump truck head-on. Evans and his passenger, 74-year-old Mary Thompson of Clinton, died in that crash. The driver of the dump truck was treated for minor injuries.
One in six children in North Carolina is hungry. State leaders and school officials will address that during today's Child Hunger Leaders Conference in Chapel Hill. First Lady Kristen Cooper and Wake County School Superintendent Robert Taylor will be there to speak at the event. The event will celebrate new federal programs to fight hunger during the summer in rural areas and new grant programs for school breakfast. It starts this morning at the UNC Friday Conference Center. It's underway right now.
Rapper Sean Diddy Combs is facing a lawsuit from a producer who claims that Diddy sexually assaulted, drugged, and threatened him. The producer, Rodney Lil Rod Jones, claims that Diddy forced him to hire sex workers and pressured him to engage in sex acts with them and others. Jones also claims that Diddy gave laced drinks to people at parties at his homes, including to underage girls. An attorney for Diddy calls the claims, quote, pure fiction. The suit is the latest in a series of damaging allegations against the rapper.
The family of a New York University doctor is suing Disney after they say she died after eating at one of the Disney World Park restaurants. In a 19-page lawsuit, Jeffrey Piccolo claims that his wife died after having an allergic reaction after eating at the Raglan Road Irish Pub in Disney Springs in October. The couple was promised their food could be made without dairy products or nuts due to the doctor's allergies. Shortly after the family left the restaurant, the doctor began to have trouble breathing and collapsed. A medical exam revealed she died from an allergic reaction to dairy and nuts. The family is seeking at least $50,000 in damages under Florida's Wrongful Death Act.
Spring break is right around the corner, and the U.S. State Department has some travel tips if you're headed to Mexico. As thousands of Americans prepare to head to Mexico for spring break, the U.S. Embassy has issued a memo advising travelers to use increased caution. The agency is citing an increase in crime, drug, and unregulated alcohol activity in 29 states, including popular travel destinations Cancun, Tulum, and Playa del Carmen. Travelers are reminded to monitor credit and debit purchases as well, always stay in groups, and buy travel insurance.
You may be able to get your next mammogram at Walmart. Radiology firm RadNet says it plans to expand its breast screening service to more Walmart stores this year. It launched a pilot program called Mammogram Now last year at a Walmart in Delaware. The firm has not given any additional information about the locations of Walmart stores where it plans to offer this service.
The Odysseus Moonlander is expected to stop communicating with Earth today. Intuitive Machines says it intends to collect data until the lander's solar panels are no longer exposed to light. That's expected to happen sometime today. It's not clear yet how this will affect the number of images and information Odysseus will send to Earth. Intuitive Machines has already released an image during its approach to the moon, but none since it landed.
Star-studded list of Oscar presenters has been revealed. Kevin Costner releases the trailer for his four-film saga and much more with Ashley Dvorkin here on the latest in the Hollywood Nation.
A first look at Costner's Western epic. Watts reteams with Murray and stars align for the Oscars in the Hollywood Nation.
There is no just Ken.
Oscar winners from the past several years will help celebrate and honor the winners of Hollywood's biggest night. 2023 acting champs Brendan Fraser, Michelle Yeoh, Ke-Huy Quan, and Jamie Lee Curtis are among the star-studded lineup of presenters handing out awards. According to Variety, the night will also feature Ryan Gosling performing his Barbie hit I'm Just Ken. The 96th Academy Awards, hosted by returning MC Jimmy Kimmel, airs live from Los Angeles March 10th. Naomi Watts and Bill Murray will re-team on screen. Deadline reports the St. Vincent co-stars will lead the book-to-screen adaptation of The Friend. The dramedy follows a New York writer in the aftermath of her lifelong friend and mentor's unexpected death.
Use that much this year?
Haven't had much need of it yet.
Kevin Costner explores the Old West in today's first looks. The former Yellowstone star directs, co-writes, and stars in Horizon, an American saga. The four-part Western film series set before and after the Civil War chronicles the expansion and settlement of the American West. Chapter 1 will be released in theaters June 28th, followed by the sequel on August 16th.
Looks like we got ourselves a bad man right here.
That was Ashley Dvorkin reporting. Well, a local singer is already turning heads and chairs on The Voice. Tay Lewis of Goldsboro got the judges' attention on last night's season 25 premiere. Wow, as you saw there, Reba McEntire hit the button on Lewis's cover of Somebody Like You by Keith Urban. John Legend also made a hard sell for Lewis to join his team. In the end, Lewis went with Team Reba. He's not the only North Carolina native on this season.
This check I've been drinking, it's been wasted on thinking. Now I've got a new reason for throwing them down.
Yeah, he's good too. Josh Sanders of Kannapolis got both Reba and new judges Dan and Shay to turn with his rendition of Whiskey on You by Nate Smith. After hearing their pitches, Sanders also went with Team Reba. You can catch the next episode of The Voice tonight at 8 right here on WREL. So good.
Reba's got country covered, so makes sense, right? We're headed off the break. Here are your winning NC Education lottery numbers. We'll get another check on weather and traffic straight ahead.